Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gygax, and I'm here as usual these days with Michael Brazenly.
Hi everyone.
All right, and today I have a topic about, we're getting back into an issue that's happening at our branch, because I want your guys' input. I want to know the way you guys think of this, and maybe there's something that I'm missing here, but I really don't think there is. But I don't want to go off half-cocked, because the question is, like, what am I going to do about this issue that I'm bringing up to you? Because in my opinion, our branch president is violating the bylaws and is mishandling branch funds. And so I want to read to you first, I'm going to read from our bylaws. So what happened is at a meeting that we had, a general branch meeting, there was new business brought up that we would spend an amount not to exceed $9,000 to send three branch officers and all of our formal A stewards to California for the California State Convention. And Michael
And the rumor I heard is they sent nine people total.
Yeah. So, and Michael asked at the meeting, because I take copious notes during these meetings. And so Michael asked during the meeting, like, that seems like a lot of money.
And a lot of people.
Yeah, and a lot of people. And the explanation was that, well, there's a training session there. Well, and so we're sending these formalities to get this training.
Yeah, it was a California State Convention.
Right, the California State Convention. Like, why would we go to California's convention anyway?
When we got our state convention that we just had with the same classes as the California State Convention, pretty much.
I don't know. I couldn't say what classes were there.
Because the same people that was doing the classes were doing the same kind of classes at the California State
You go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, dude, I'm always in favor of more education, training. Sure. More training. And
my question was,
yeah,
since you're sending Formal A people, why are you sending these Formal A people? They've already had the basic classes. And then I was told, well, I'm sending them because these are Formal A training.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. That's what I was told. Like, that's what, when I raised my question.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I voted in favor of spending this money. Yeah, I'm
because
totally in favor.
More training to me is good.
Right. Yeah. So then after the vote, when, okay, this training money is secured, then I raised my hand and mentioned this from our bylaws. It is Article 12 of the Branch 2502 bylaws, Section 6. Special meetings and school expenses will be paid from the general fund. Executive board shall recommend to the membership the expenditures needed, which of course is exactly what happened. They said not to exceed $9,000. And then A, all persons attending said schools or special meetings and having their expenses paid for by the branch must hold a seminar at the Union Hall for all interested members within 45 days after returning from said school or special meeting. Any person who does not participate in said seminar will be required to reimburse the union for any and all expenses which the union had compensated him or her for. That's the whole thing.
Right. So I'm going to be a little devil's advocate on this because I went to the AFL-CIO convention.
Okay, that's covered under a separate fund. That is actually a completely separate section of our bylaws.
Yeah, just to cover myself a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
I wrote an article in the newsletter about it.
That doesn't count as a seminar.
Yeah, I know, but at least
that is
better
covered
than
from
what,
a separate fund.
But again, that's better than nothing.
Yep. I hear it. Yeah, that is true. Right. So I raise my hand. You know, I read this part of the bylaws and I say, hey, so what's the plan for the seminar? Because I am an interested member and I would like to attend this seminar. And this issue was brought up when we brought our branch president up on charges and said, hey,
you back know, in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, like a year ago, however long ago it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, among all these other things that we charged him with, this was one of them. And he essentially admitted guilt and said, yeah, we haven't been doing this. And he said, the reason that it was stopped is because some long time ago, there was one of these seminars and, like, nobody showed up.
Right.
And so, apparently, that makes the bylaw null and void.
No, it does not, because bylaws don't go away.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. It doesn't say as long as enough people show up. The bylaw says what the bylaw says. And so, you know, rather than...
But instead, they could have always put in, they say, hey, we're going to have a seminar on this day.
Yeah. It's not that hard to comply with this bylaw. Mm-hmm. And so rather than wait until after the fact and spring it on them, oh, you didn't do this, I gotcha, I'm trying to be a better person. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to be like, hey, let's do our best to comply with these bylaws. So what's the plan for the seminar? Mm-hmm. And the response was to kind of hem and haw and, oh, you know, maybe we'll talk about it at the steward meeting. Mm-hmm. And okay, that's fine. But it says it's for all interested members. And so how are you going to make sure that all the interested members know that this is going to happen? And there was no good answer for that because a branch doesn't really have a mechanism for spreading right. the word about things, you know, but they could at least try.
Right.
And, you know, just having it at the next normal meeting, well, you don't find all interested members aren't going to find out about it. And, you know, everybody who's involved is supposed to have this seminar. And so I'm pressing this issue. And then the goodest oldest boy says, well, you know, that's not the way. That's not what this bylaw refers to. This isn't a special meeting or a school. And the response of the crowd, to their credit, is like, come on. Come on, goodest oldest boy. Don't be ridiculous. You know, of course, this is a school or a special meeting. It's both. And so eventually it settles with the branch president saying, all right, I'll let you know by the next meeting, you know, what the plan is. And so the next meeting comes and goes, and there's nothing said about it. So finally, I send an email to the branch president. All right, and this is where we're getting close to the part where I need you guys to weigh in. So I write, come on, email. Here we go. Okay. President redacted. The California State Association of Letter Carriers concluded their convention on 23rd August 2025. We are nearing the deadline for the required seminar triggered by Article 12, Section 6 of the Branch 2502 bylaws. And then I quote the section of the bylaws, and then I finish up. I don't want to miss when it happens. I am definitely an interested member. So, again, I'm doing my due diligence to make sure the branch doesn't violate this bylaw, and nobody has to pay back the branch. So he responds, Alan, the goodest oldest boy corrected you during the July 2nd general meeting. Of course, he doesn't write goodest oldest boy. I'm redacting people's names. The goodest oldest boy corrected you during the July 2nd general meeting by informing you the California State Association of Letter Carrier Conventions were neither special meetings nor schools. Therefore, a seminar is not required.
That's funny because I raised my hand to make sure that it was for a class.
Yeah. And in the minutes from the meeting, mm-hmm. it says training. Mm-hmm. In the minutes that we are sending people there for
training.
Yeah. So
9 people?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The California State.
Right. So therefore, a seminar is not required. You know, this is in the getting back to the letter.
Not Nevada State. This is California State.
Right. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. he goes on, the California State Convention happens every 2 years, like the Nevada State Convention and the National Convention. And then, guys, you have to tell me what you make of this, because to me, well, I'll just read it.
Yeah, just read it.
According to Robert's rules, special meetings are, well, special. They're only called if, one, something important came up that must be dealt with before the next regular meeting, or two, some particular business matter is important enough that it needs to be the exclusive reading for the entire meeting.
That has nothing to do with this going to the class.
No, not at all. Yeah. Like, this is for, like, in our own bylaws, right. when a special meeting needs is
to
called. Happen
because something major happened to our
yeah,
branch.
Yeah, right. Like, it has to be handled in between general mm-hmm. membership meetings. Dude, to me, this feels like a complete red herring. Like, this is thrown into, like, what the hell does this have to do with the California State
Convention? When it's supposed to be for California carriers.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's a training.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I was at the Nevada State Convention, and there mm-hmm. were people from other states, but they were presidents or executive vice president from, like, Hawaii and California or something mm-hmm. like that was there.
Right.
But not regular carriers.
Right.
So how is it that we're sending regular carriers?
Well, to get this training from apparently not a school.
Okay. Now, this came up because why?
I don't follow. I don't know where you're going with this question.
Well, in the general meeting, uh-huh. one of our...
The superhero
mentioned yeah. that, hey, why are we sending so many people to California State Convention?
Right.
When, you know, we don't need them here.
Right. Right. Yeah, and we have, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but because I don't want to out the superhero. Yeah. She's been incredibly helpful and supportive. And this was no exception. Yeah. And observant of the rules. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like with the Committee of Presidents meeting, mm-hmm. she had brought up that only presidents mm-hmm. are supposed to go to the Committee of Presidents meeting.
Right.
And so what's the big idea with like sending a bunch of people to the Committee of Presidents?
Mm-hmm.
And so to her credit, when mm-hmm. when the motion was made to send for the Committee of Presidents, it was only the president yeah. is going to be sent. So, yeah. dude, credit where credit is due.
Well, yeah, we had a one for rap session. It's only the president that's going to the rap yeah. session, Ohio or something.
Yeah, maybe yeah. that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, so yeah, my branch president goes on, right? So after this red herring about Robert's rules
mm-hmm.
to argue that this is not a special meeting, he goes on. Also,
in the Robert's rules, he never said this was a special meeting.
Right. Well, the bylaw mm-hmm. says that it's, you know, if we spend branch money mm-hmm. by resolution to send you to a special meeting or a school, then you have to hold the seminar. And that's what pisses, I know we'll get into it, mm-hmm. but all of this is in service of avoiding the obligation of disseminating the information that we sent you to get.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of comes up in the next paragraph. Mm-hmm. He writes, also during the July 2nd general meeting, the vice president inform the membership that we will disseminate the information from the California State Convention during the following August 26th steward meeting, like we always do.
But nobody, no, not always.
No, certainly not always.
Yeah. And nobody else was invited except for stewards.
Right. And it was not settled. Like mm-hmm. that was part of a number of ideas that were thrown back and forth because the branch has no mechanism
mm-hmm.
to actually disseminate this information.
Right.
And mind you, this all flies in the face of what he said earlier, that the goodest oldest boy said, oh, we don't even have to do a seminar. Mm-hmm. Well, then what's all this discussion about how we're going to do a seminar? How it's going to work?
Yeah, at yeah. a steward meeting.
Right, exactly.
And then he mentions two names, I think, right? Only two names?
I think no, said, there's no names. There's names in
he
here.
Mentioned two names.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that in just
so
a second.
So what, only two people made it to the steward meeting?
No.
That's terrible.
No, that's not... We'll talk about that when we get to it. Okay. Right. But again, that's why this discussion continued. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, how would interested members know to come to this steward meeting? And that eventually is where he left it. Like, well, I'll let you know. And mm-hmm. of course, he never did.
Right.
So then he goes on to talk about the steward meeting. During the August 26th steward meeting, I spoke about the California Convention. The vice president also spoke about information from the California Convention and handed out packets from the training classes. Your name wasn't signed in on the attendance log for the meeting, but two other people who were stewards from my station were there. That's what he writes. He uses their names.
Okay.
So, again...
Did you ask those stewards?
No, but it wasn't settled that that's when this was going to be, and... We certainly weren't notified mm-hmm. that, you know, there was going to be a seminar. And again, if he's going to argue...
I would have gone, actually.
Yeah, I might have gone as well. Gone. Oh, if I would have known that that was going to be the seminar, absolutely mm-hmm. I would have gone.
Yeah, but I was not told
And
that.
The bylaw says that everybody who gets branch money spent on them to go to this meeting, every one of those people has to take part in the seminar. And he's only listing him and the vice president here. So that leaves like seven other people who still have to do this seminar that I guess they're just thrown under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so here he is speaking out of both sides of his mouth. Out of one side of the mouth, oh, well, we decided that we don't have to do a seminar. And then out of the other side, oh, we did decide we have to do it, and this is when we did it. And but again, nobody was notified, and that's what we talked about at the meeting. All right, so it goes on. I also discussed during the September 3rd general meeting topics for the California State Convention, such as OWCP, route inspections, and what Renfro said at the rap session portion. Regards, President Redacted. So, no one who was at the September general meeting would argue that they attended a seminar. No one would tell you, oh yeah, I went to a seminar about the California State Convention. No, of course not. That's mm-hmm. ridiculous. And so here we have this situation where, in my opinion, the bylaw is intended that if we're going to spend money to send you to go do this thing, if the branch is going to spend its money...
I wanted to add something else.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm told by our superhero saying that, hey, you know, our goodest oldest boy, he was at the seminar also.
Yeah, I wonder if we paid for him to go.
So on that, we don't know because, you know, it was supposed to be just the officers and the people that's Formal A. He's right. not one of any of those. Because
from the meeting, it was three branch officers and then Formal A's.
Right.
So is he one of the three branch officers? Because normally it would be the president, executive vice president, and vice president. Right. And we know for sure the president and the vice president went. And so was the third branch officer the branch secretary?
So my guess is that we need to ask for warrants.
Yeah, find out who was paid for how much, for how many people.
So we need to get a copy of the warrants and to see who was paid.
So to get back to what I feel is at issue here, we have this thing in our bylaws where it's obviously intended that if we're going to send you to get this special knowledge or whatever, then when you come back, you got to pay it forward, that you have to share that with the branch. And the idea that this is being thwarted, that the president, well, I don't want to do that. I don't feel like doing that.
See, here's the thing.
Hold on. Well, all right, go ahead.
In Las Vegas, we have a problem because a lot of stewards have no training.
Sure.
So if somebody went to training, they should be telling everybody else for training.
Right. Well, and the branch president says, oh, we talked about it at the steward meeting. Okay, how many stewards were there? And on top of that, it doesn't just say that in the bylaws. It says all interested members. How would an interested member even know that that's going to
I'm interested.
Happen. Yeah, I'm interested too.
So then, and it does was that definitely mean violating not, my rights yeah, as a member?
It was definitely not settled that that's when it was going to be. And would anybody who was at that steward meeting claim that, oh yeah, I went to a seminar about this convention. It was at the steward meeting. Would that be the claim? And even then, only two people out of this nine people that we sent took part in that seminar. So this is all
At least that's what he says.
I don't know.
Until you contact your
Some of the other stewards were probably there.
Yeah.
You know, the formulators were probably there.
Ask them, hey, do you have the paperwork that they said they gave out?
It's not a bad idea. Ask you got to see steward. What was in it. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually, because that would have been our most recent steward training or very close to it.
Maybe get a copy of it.
Yeah.
You know, to see what was said.
To get back to the broader point I'm trying to make here, which is, this is the gatekeeping of information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is information that our branch sent you to get, that the bylaws say that you can disseminate it with this seminar, and he's just not doing it. It also is an issue of accountability, because like when we saw at the national convention, the branch sent people to the national convention who were retired, who had very little role in the branch, and, you know, weren't going to the trainings. They weren't showing up to vote. I mean, that happened all throughout the convention from all kinds of different branches. And so here we have this accountability measure that says, hey, we kind of want to know that if you went, that you actually took some classes. And so when you come back, you got to tell us about, you know, what you learned. And no, they don't want to do that. And this is what people would do if they were there just for networking and for vacation. And we know from, I've talked to at least one instructor who was teaching at the California State Convention, and that instructor said that they never saw a single person from our retinue show up to any of the classes that they taught.
From our own branch?
From our branch, yeah. From the people from our branch, never saw one of them at the classes that this person was teaching.
Now, we're not saying that they didn't go to other classes.
Yeah, they may have, right? And that's why this seminar would be useful, to know, hey, did you do this? So, listener, this is where you come in. Am I out to lunch on this?
No, I think you're right. My opinion.
Michael thinks I'm right.
Of course. Of course, because it's, you know. But we're asking the other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Does your branch have something similar in your bylaws? Do you guys do the seminars? Is this, if we send people to the California, we're in Nevada, if we send people to the California State Convention, does that count as a special meeting or school?
Now here's
in your opinion.
So, during the election, our goodest oldest boy wrote a letter to all the retirees saying he made a mistake, which is correct, but they made a lot of mistakes. But the thing that he talked about, say he forgot to mention on the state newsletter that the officers who's running is automatically eligible to go to the conventions.
Oh, yeah, that they're automatic delegates. Okay? Right.
Now, automatic delegates go to conventions.
Right.
Okay. And so, when the officers go, you know, there's a lot of rights that they can go to these some of these conventions. Mm-hmm. But other ones who's going that's not officers, okay, then looks like they need to follow the rules of doing a seminar.
I agree. Well, and okay. again,
but this again, is even though they're separate, automatic, they still should do a summit.
But that's separate. Okay. That's the AFL-CIO convention mm-hmm. and the national convention and right. the state convention.
Right.
Right. And those come out of a separate fund.
Right.
This is money that's appropriated out of our general fund. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why there's a separate bylaw that covers right. it. And so because at those things, like the national convention in particular, you know, you're a voting delegate. And it is a meeting at which you are expected to be there. And I think...
And you're representing.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, that you could make the argument that's not a special meeting. That's a meeting where, like, branch attendance is essentially compulsory. That this mm-hmm. is where the branch is expected to show up. Mm-hmm. But is the branch expected to show up at the California State Convention?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. And so now, you know,
But here's another thing, too.
Yeah.
If they went to California State Convention, that means they can go to what? Hawaii
State yeah, Convention? Sure.
Florida State Convention? Maine
yeah, why not?
State Convention?
Yeah, why not?
Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Might as well and get nice vacation out of it.
Yeah, especially if you don't have any accountability when right. you get back.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. So yep. California, I mean, it was. I don't know where the convention was, but California's pretty nice to be at.
Sure.
So I'm just saying this is the reason why. I think they need to do a seminar that we don't just send people just for vacation, that they're right. actually going that to
they're actually
class.
Doing something.
Now, don't get yeah. me wrong. When they're after the classes or after the convention,
yeah, do whatever,
or whatever
you want.
It is, do whatever you want.
Right.
But if you're going to go and use the money that comes out of our own union money.
Right. Then you better be doing business.
Then please, you know, take the classes.
Right. And then bring
and
it
let
back
everybody
with
know.
You.
So everybody, yeah. let everybody know what the classes were about.
Right. Okay.
I mean, just think of this. Like, let's say it was a retiree training.
Right.
Okay. I'm sure the retirees want to know what that training was about.
Yeah.
How about health benefit training? Well, I'm sure a lot of people want to know about the health benefit
yes,
training.
Exactly.
Okay. And those are for all the members, right?
Right.
Let's say there was a training on for stewards. Okay. Okay. Well, it's for even for me and you. We'd like yeah. to see what the trainings for the stewards are.
So this is probably one of the reasons the bylaw is written in the way that it is. Mm-hmm. Because if Michael and I go to one of these schools,
mm-hmm.
Michael takes one class and I take a different class,
mm-hmm.
then when we get back, we each will talk about the different class that we took so mm-hmm. that you don't only get Michael's perspective.
Right.
You learn about these other classes too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. Okay. So question number one, mm-hmm. write to me classesmail@gmail.com. Am I barking up the wrong tree? Am I just wrong about what these bylaws are and you know, the compliance with it. Yeah. Okay. Question number two. What do I do about it?
Yeah. So here's where my take is.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I think we have to hold them accountable.
Uh-huh.
Because if we don't hold them accountable, like I said, then the next one will be at what? Hawaii State
sure.
Convention, Maine State
right.
Convention,
right.
Puerto Rico State Convention. Hell,
yeah.
Guam could have a state convention. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Convention.
You know, you know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so. This is where you have to hold them accountable because if people are going
mm-hmm.
and they know they're going to do a seminar, and if they don't like doing it, then don't right. go.
Yeah, right. And they okay. better be paying attention while
yeah.
they're there because they're going to have to talk about it when they come back.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah because you
and they know Alan's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. Because we know that, you know, Alan, if he goes, he will absorb all that knowledge and then
right.
tell everybody what he learned.
Okay, so the answer to question one mm-hmm. is, from Michael's perspective, is obvious that yes, we are reading it right, that this is the kind of thing where they should have to do the seminar when they get back.
Right.
Okay, part two of the question.
But we're still asking people
what do you think? I want you guys to answer these same
this is
questions.
Just my opinion.
Right? Yeah, your perspective. Yeah. Because again, maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree on this. Mm-hmm. Maybe my president's right. Part two of the question is, if Michael's and my perspective stands, what should we do about it? Do we make a motion at the meeting to have them pay back the branch because they didn't do the seminar?
You know what I think we should do is we should raise our hands and say, hey, can you guys who went to the California State Convention do a seminar?
Well, the 45 days has already passed.
We can still ask to be nice before we file any charges, right?
Yeah.
And see if anybody wants to do it.
Right.
The benefit of doubt.
The way...
Because they may not know the rules.
Right. I'm sure that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that a lot of the people who went have no idea that this obligation exists.
Yeah, because I don't want them to pay something when they didn't know the rules.
Yeah, they didn't even know they were supposed to do it. Right. Because that's the president's obligation,
mm-hmm.
is to make sure that the bylaws are followed.
But I don't want to punish those people who went.
Who went to go get this training and whatever,
right.
and now they're just stuck paying back $1,200 or,
right.
you know, who knows how much back to the branch.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's a very fair way to handle it. That's reasonable.
That's my way, saying, yeah, hey, let's try to get these people to do a seminar.
Because, again, part of the issue here is, like, the way in the president's response to me, the way he lays out what happened at the branch, I have very accurate contemporaneous notes. That ain't what happened at the branch meeting. He is misrepresenting.
Yeah. And the sad part is, I know for a fact, I asked the question, is this a formal aid training? Because you understand formal aid training.
Yeah, people. That's in the notes too.
And he goes, yeah, this is a formal aid training.
Right, we're sending people for training, all the formal
aids. By the way, there was zero classes on formal aid training.
I can't speak to that. I don't know.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
There was other training, but there was zero classes on formal aid training.
Well, you know, the state convention, the state association is a political organization.
So there is no formal aid training.
Good times. All right, guys. So I want to hear from you. classesandmail@gmail.com. Let me know what you guys think about this. Should I just let it go? Should the seminar happen? I kind of like Michael's idea. Bring it up. Give him yet another chance. Mm-hmm. You know, that maybe as a body, we can give him an extension and say, hey, you know, we'll give you another month to get this seminar done. Something
like
that.
And maybe put a vote for what day they want to do it.
Yeah, something like that. And some getting something more firm about how they're going to inform the branch so that all interested members
can attend.
If they
were to do it at a steward meeting, at least let us everybody know that it'll be a steward meeting.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So that's my call to action, guys. Thank you for listening. I know this one got into the weeds a little bit, but this is a group effort here. Yeah. You know, well, you guys are pulling on the same rope I am.
Yeah. So the next one I saw was that our president is supposed to go to Ohio, I think, for rep session.
Yeah, or something.
But usually,
like that.
You know, he
or
does.
Maybe that's the committee of presidents. I don't know.
Usually, on general meeting, he'll do presidential news or whatever, and he'll talk about that meeting. So on that, I think it's okay. He don't have to do a seminar.
How would
it.
All interested members know about it?
Come to general meeting.
Okay. No, Michael.
I know, but on that, I'm going to give him a little leeway on that.
Because only 3% of the branch, at best.
But a rap session is a regular special meeting.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
Right? And this is where... this is why I'm asking.
Yeah, how do we classify this is why what I'm these things are? Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, to me, if the money comes out in the way specified in the bylaws, if it's not part of, you know, one of those regular conventions, then to me that qualifies. Why not err on the side of disseminating the information?
Right.
Err on the side of educating your branch. Err on the side away from gatekeeping.
Yeah. See, I'm not always against it, you know. I'm trying to give him a benefit of doubt.
All right. That's enough of our nonsense. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for coming into the weeds with me. And thank you, Michael, for coming over. And we will catch you all next time.